That phrase. It can't fit in with all the other things I did.
That phrase the Megillus Esther had. And he doesn't see from that it was a mitzvah. Bismanazah.
Fine. But when you put it together with the other things, he didn't have Chazulim Kumar. That's the thing. If you put all these four things together, three things basically, their action, okay, of what they did when they got to Chutz La'aretz, at the point in time, their action of what they did afterwards, okay, and what they said at that point in time, all those three things together can't be explained according to the Gilat Hashem.
Are there those today who write who learn that despite the fact that they can now see the full Sifri, do learn that the Megillat Esther meant what he said, like that's a correct Peshat, and how do they justify it? What's the other way of then explaining as well as you can why the Megillat Esther is right?
I don't see another way of explaining it.
Is anyone learning after?
But other people are supposed to be like this.
Maybe they're using
it. The questions on the Gilat Hashem are very strong. Look, it's a big dochak. Maybe you can say what Eli's saying, but it's definitely a very big dochak, at the least. The Avnei Nezer thought it was such a dechiyah that he said that the Gilat Hashem definitely couldn't have even seen this. So the Pater Shul Chad basically said that too. So they were dochak of Gilat Hashem mikol vakol. Let's go on to point number two. And that's the sheet of Reb Chaim Kohen. Let's go back and look again at Reb Chaim Kohen. Okay? This we're going to have to deal with. But basically, besides the Shlosh Leshmor, which we're going to have to deal with, there are two strong rayot that we'll have to stare at. We saw that the Sifri is not a strong raya at all. Very weak raya. If at all, it's not any raya at all. It's a raya that's based not even on a mistake. Okay. So basically, his two rayot are the sheet of Rav Chaim Kohen and the sheet of Rav Yehuda Kololami Bavel. So let's take a look once again at the sheet of Rav Chaim Kohen back in the Gemara. We saw it, I think, on the very first day. What's the sheet of Rav Chaim Kohen?
Sakana to go there. It's not a mitzvah with manazah.
That's correct. Let's be back a little more.
We're worried about keeping the mitzvah to be done.
Okay, there are two shitot in Tosfot. Let's see it again. Hu omer la'alot. Read inside. Eli, go ahead. Hu omer la'alot in the Gemara?
In the Gemara?
Yeah, daf kuf yud amud bet.
Right.
Not the Tosfot, I'm sorry.
Oh, alright. Who omer la'alot kulei? Eino noheg bezman hazeh de'ika sakanat drachim v'haya omer...
Whoa! Hold on. That's shita number one.
Alright.
Shita number one is that it's not noheg bezman hazeh because of the sakanat drachim. That's the shita of whom?
Tosfot.
The first one of the Amrin Tosfot. Okay? The second one of the Amrin Tosfot is Reb Chaim Kohen. What does he say?
Behaya Omer Rabbeinu Chaim Da'akshav Eino Mitzvah Lador Beretz Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen used to say that now it's not a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Ki yesh kama mitzvot hatuluyos beretz v'kama onashin de'einanu yecholim lizaher bahem v'la'amod aleihem. Because there are several mitzvot connected to the land and several punishments which we're not able to be careful about and I can't remember what we said that was going on
and uphold them.
Uphold what? The mitzvot or the
yeah,
he already said that though.
We can't stand in this test.
Okay.
So what's the sheet of Reb Chaim Kohen?
Just forget it. It seems to be saying that if in the pursuit of a mitzvah you're going to end up violating another mitzvah, so it's not worth it.
I don't understand the first one. It's the second drachim. What's he going to do?
Don't do it.
So you get a bunch of people together and go up. That's
easy.
It's not second drachim now. It's you come and play because hijackers.
Things have changed. But at the time of the Tosfot, it was second drachim.
So it
could have been a week's voyage. And any sea voyage in those times was subject to a tremendous danger.
France or Spain is not weeks. Of course, the Mediterranean.
So the works were better than any of the boats that they had then were weeks.
Weeks across the Mediterranean?
So, weeks.
I mean, they zipped across to Northern Africa and just went on the coast there, wasn't it? Sure.
No big deal.
The one Union helping.
Weather, pirates.
Yeah,
it's very dangerous.
It's second. I'm not saying it's
second.
It's nothing.
Second. Plenty of the boats they had were not even.
Look at the boats that made it. Well, 15th century, really, they were.
15th century.
We're talking about the Atrosphon. Okay?
Was that 12th,
13th? 13th century.
Well, the Vikings were going across the Atlantic.
Okay, but not everybody was a Viking.
No, but I mean, when was that? Like 100 years earlier.
Look, you had to be. You're dealing here with taking a family, children. It wasn't easy. No question it wasn't easy.
So the second drachim canceled the mitzvah?
It was a sakana.
Okay.
We're not dealing here about tircha. It doesn't say tircha. So it's sakana drachim.
Okay, sakana drachim cancels the mitzvah of living there in Eretz?
It may not cancel the mitzvah, but it puts it in abeyance that you can't be mekayem.
You're mixing shita.
One second, one shita at a time. The first shita doesn't say it's not a mitzvah. Right? What does he say? Look inside.
This is cancelled.
Yes,
it doesn't apply today.
Ain't no hay, this man. What's not no hay? Who omer la'alot or he omer la'alot? It's not no hay. That's all.
A lot of people don't go. Not that they can't. It's just a lot of people don't. Because it's dangerous.
Well, I don't know if that's the issue. The issue is that you can't be, a husband can't be hired his wife to go.
Oh, so
because of the sakana drachim.
Okay.
And so also the other way around.
And it's, yeah. It's mashma that when there is no sakana, then the mitzvah is in full force.
Right.
Okay,
that's true.
So he's not saying the mitzvah of living in Eretz Israel is cancelled.
No,
he's saying
that's
only.
Not say that. He says
only
it's not no hay.
I don't understand.
The implication is that necessarily that if there's no sakana, then the mitzvah is enforced. It doesn't say anything about
the
mitzvah.
That difference is absolutely true. There's
where
the ketubah. They're not talking about a mitzvah Eretz Israel. The whole thing we even learned with Rav.
I don't think you're arguing. You're talking about two different. You're stressing two different points. In other words, both of you are saying the same thing, I think. It's true, both of what you're saying is true, that the mitzvah is the mitzvah all the time. The mitzvah is not changed here at all.
It doesn't
even talk about the mitzvah at all. All he's talking about is this din, this halacha, of who omer la'alot and he omer la'alot. Who omer la'alot today because of the sakanat rachim, says the Tosfot is not noheg. We can't enforce it, and it's not done. Okay, we can't. If a husband would come to us, we're sitting in Beit Din, and the husband says, Beit Din, I wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, and my wife doesn't want to come with me. Therefore, I want to give her a get and no ksuba. What will Beit Din say?
Okay.
Beit Din, and he doesn't want to give in after all the sharot that Beit Din will try to say. They're definitely going to get divorced. Beit Din will say, sorry.